Well, the latest official retail sales figures are just out and they paint a gloomy picture for department stores. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been looking at the numbers and he joins me now. And Peter, we're still seeing a very soft environment right across retail.
Yes, Caro, clearly the retail environment is under a lot of pressure and this is important to the economy, as we heard just then, because retail sector is the single biggest employer in Australia. And in the numbers we've just seen, retail sales were up a sluggish 0.4% in June. Even so, that's a little bit better than May, when sales rose by only 0.1%. Of all the sectors the ABS looks at, the only industry to go backwards critically was department stores, going negative by 0.1%. And that really underscores the plight of David Jones, which we heard just then from Gavin Coote after that $437 million write-down, and comments by DJ's owner, the South African Woolworths Holdings, about a retail recession. Now, while department stores have gone negative, the traditional ones, online retail turnover contributed just over 6% to total retail overall in June. So while bricks and mortar stores are under pressure, consumers are getting a lot of what they want online, and that's what these figures are showing.
Yeah, so if department stores are down, where in retail are people spending their money?
Well, putting department stores to one side, there were rises in the five other industries that the ABS looks at, though the ABS says the overall retail environment is quite subdued. There have been rises in clothing, footwear, personal accessories, which are up 2%, cafes, restaurants, takeaway services up 0.5%, food retailing up by 0.1%, and household goods up by 0.2%. And just on those personal accessories, we've seen this before. Anecdotally, it's the feel-good purchases at times of caution. Without generalising, that often means lipstick for women, for example, or a tie for men. But for example, fewer sales of Armani suits. And state by state, there's been growth of 0.8% in Western Australia. But retail sales in South Australia and the Northern Territory going negative, indicating some harder times there.
So, Peter, how does the David Jones retail recession comments and the sluggish official figures tie in with the broader economy?
Well, these all confirm the consumer's very cautious despite back-to-back interest rate cuts, with that extra money going straight into mortgages as consumers pay down their debts and deal with tighter household budgets. While DJs might be in a retail recession, remember, Australia is still in a world-beating 28 years of unbroken economic growth, and you need two consecutive quarters of negative growth for an official recession. But ask people in the real world, for example, in retail and construction, times are clearly getting a lot tougher as the economy begins to soften.
Indeed. Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.